You're listening to Music and Motivation with Chris Davis. This is episode number... Oh man, it says something on there, but I'm sure that's the wrong number, actually. That's embarrassing. You're listening to The Forgiven.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, what's happening, everybody? You're tuning into Music and Motivation. I don't know what episode number this is, and that's okay. But we got a special guest with us today, man. My man, Josh Massera. I mess up that last name?
No, man, it was perfect.
Nice. Perfect. All right, starting off on a good note. Josh is a St. Louis local musician, gearhead, teacher, and all-around extraordinary guitarist, okay? We're at the very top of the episode, and this is where we got everybody's attention before they maybe tune out. Is there anything you'd like to promote, my man? Where can these guys find you?
I mean, you can find me on Instagram, just my name, Josh Massera, pretty easy to find. I think it would be shameful to not plug Forgiving Trees show that's coming up here soon.
We'll get to that. All you, buddy. All you, buddy.
I've got no shows coming up soon. I've just been focusing on teaching, just kind of doing my thing.
Yeah, learning a new skill set. You know?
Yeah, man.
It's big in life.
Getting into the world of teaching is humbling, to say the least. You find out how little you know when you have to teach other people. So.
But Josh, again, is an extraordinary guitarist in his own right. Tremendous guitar player. And homie, recently... Josh donated a powered mixer to Forgiving Tree Band, which is going to come essential here because we have a big show on Saturday, April 16th, where we'll be playing with Adam J. Feather and his band, and it's going to be an evening of all-out rock and roll with some of the best local St. Louis musicians we have to offer, okay? So you want to be there. I think doors are at 6, music starts at 7, and... it's at the Broadway Boat Bar down on Broadway. So make sure you're there Saturday, April 16th. You won't want to miss it. And again, thank you so much for donating that mixer, bro.
Hey, man. Love to help the cause. Love
tremendous.
It.
So met you here in St. Louis. Obviously, we're based out of St. Louis with this podcast, but... Where else have you lived in your life? Like, give me the Josh story. Where'd you start out?
So, I mean, I started out in kind of the deeper counties of St. Louis, like the St. Charles region. Okay. Grew up there, lived in Seattle for a year or two when I was, you know, an elementary school kid. Came back here, lived here for a while, graduated high school, took off to Hawaii, tried to live my adventure for a little bit, and
nice.
Now I'm back, just kind of doing my thing, playing music and trying to like find the groove, you know.
Yeah,
trying to find
dude.
The
find your place in the world, aren't we all?
Yeah, man. Know?
And I mean, it's anymore with how overpopulated the music industry is, and like how much music there is out there. It takes a real brave soul to say, "Hey, I'm going to figure something out and get money from playing guitar."
Right, man.
I feel like there's a guitarist for every door in the world. You know what I'm saying? Think about how many doors are in the world. Shoot, there's like at least 6 in this house alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. The guitar world is saturated.
Yes.
And I think it's tough, especially now in the world of social media, where you flip open your phone and you've got people that are just light years ahead of where anybody should be. You know, just absolute shredders everywhere you look.
You open up Instagram, and it's the first reel you see. It's somebody you've never seen before out shredding you in every way possible.
And they're 10 years younger.
Okay.
It's tough.
We have a second guest in here real quick, and he is being an absolute kiddie terrorist, everybody.
Menace.
If you guys are familiar with Oscar, you know he's a kiddie terrorist.
For the camera.
You got anything to say? Anything? No words at all. Speechless. Oh, just pissed. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off here.
It's all good, man.
It's all him.
It's all good.
Find a place. Bunker down, bro. We're kicking it. What? That's what you wanted. You wanted in here. You wanted to kick it. We kicking
it. You're
here
now, bro.
Let's see. So, you currently in a band?
Not really right now. Kind of in between bands, like been doing a lot more like solo stuff, a lot of like acoustic stuff and stuff like that. Just kind of,
it's hard to work with
solo stuff, a lot of like acoustic stuff and stuff like that. Just kind of,
it's hard to work with people
dialing it down,
especially when you're trying to do the big band stuff, getting a workable schedule for everybody. Oh my God. Right.
Yeah, man. Trying to, you know, be less picky about like what I want in a band and stuff like that.
Right.
So just trying to enjoy the music, trying to, you know, just trying to find like my solo gig voice before I try to like drag other people along with that. So
100%.
Yeah, man, it's been fun though. I like the intimacy of small gigs and stuff like that, you know, besides just the big room stuff all the time.
Let's let him out. We'll get look. Kitty terrorist.
Right. But yeah, just all around, just, you know, I feel as long as you keep playing, you'll be all right. You'll find it.
I will say, I remember right out of college, I mean, my American Absinthe band disbanded with us graduating because we were all going different parts of the country. And for about 2 years, I didn't have any sort of like band. Well, I guess I joined a jazz band about 6 months out of college.
Yeah.
But that was on piano, which was specifically to keep me learning piano and becoming a more proficient pianist,
right?
Which was just this personal goal. But that's not rocking out, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Completely different feel on stage, too.
Exactly.
And I love both. I still had an ick, like a need to go and find a band to play guitar again. And like you, I was so picky.
Yeah.
You have to be, though. If you're thinking, okay, how old am I? Okay. How many more years? Okay.
Right.
I mean, you can get a record deal at 40 or 52. And I'm not telling you out there, if you're listening to this, you know this is the podcast of dreams, baby. Because you guys are savages. But it feels like every year older you get, it gets a little percentage harder.
Right.
For
sure.
So it's like, if I'm devoting the time and effort to this, I want to find people that are going to, A, devote the same time and effort to this, because it's a shared dream, right? It's not just a hobby for them.
Yeah, especially with bands.
It's got to be a need / like, this is a team thing. It's not just a hobby for me. Oh, I'll go do my band thing.
Right.
From 7 to 10 on Tuesdays, and that's, oh, we got a gig. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Right, so.
And for me, that's tough because, like, I feel like there's two avenues to go when you have a band, and it's like you have like a front man and you're looking for people to back that front man up, or you're looking for a group, you know what I mean? And you're looking for a group that's going to be like all encompassing and it's everybody's equal parts and stuff like that. So it's like, it's about, for me, you grow up dreaming of the first one. You grow up of being John Mayer and who cares who's playing drums. But like the older I get, the more I want like the, you know, full encompassing, like,
I want to be sitting with other musicians who are so devoted to this that their name should be forever etched into rock and roll history as well as mine.
Right.
It's not just, and I know me and you have talked a lot off air about the Grateful Dead, how much it means to me, how much you enjoy them too. The thing that really inspires me about the Grateful Dead, as much as it was Jerry Garcia's band, none of them would admit it, especially him.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing he wanted.
For sure.
There's always a democracy, and that's why you hear about all of them. It's, you know, especially before he died.
Right.
It wasn't all just Jerry until, like, the late, you know, 80s, 90s, when he kind of, it's like cult status, you know.
Whatever. Exactly. Yeah, man, like,
in the good years, it was all everybody.
And yeah.
They and all played such a vital part, and that's what a good band should be.
Right. And for me, like, one of the huge parts in that is, like, just being around, like, other talented musicians that can like push you, you know?
Yes.
Because like I've found oftentimes when you're the, let's say you're the best player in the room, you're not even going to play to your full potential, you know?
Because you're trying to get them to get to their
potential. Yeah, and you're, you know, you don't have to push yourself as much, you know? But when you're around people, like if you're like not the best player in the room, you got to push yourself, and that's like, I'm the kind of person that needs to be pushed, that wants to be pushed, where it's like I want to be surrounded by absolute beasts, and like when you have that mindset, that's when it's hard to find a band. You know what I mean? It's hard to it's hard to find somebody driven, talented, and uncommitted to something else. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
Oh my God! Talk about drummers, right?
Yeah, exactly. You find an absolute tank of a drummer, they've got six offers on the table, easy.
Or they're working 5 to 6 gigs at a time with right. 5 different acts. I have one gig, and this wasn't my drummer. And shout out to these guys because they're still awesome. We
yeah,
love
for
them.
Sure.
But the gig canceled on us day of at like 11. Sent out a big email to everybody. Hey, gig's off. Sound guys got COVID. We don't have a backup. Yada, da, da, da.
Damn.
And I didn't even see it. We were going about the, you know, pre-game,
yeah,
getting everything loaded, calming the nerves, whatever you got to do, shit.
Last practice.
Yeah, well, we didn't have everybody, which was a little
right.
unnerving too. But anyways, they sent another email at 3 that was like, just kidding, the show's still on, we want to make money too, and we found a backup. It was like a little preemptive with that first email, right?
Right.
But when I didn't see either of the emails. I just went as usual, and like later on, the rest of my band told me about it. But in that like 4-hour span where the show was off or whatever,
right?
One of the other band that like booked us with them, their drummer had another opportunity with his other
Damn.
Band. They took it, and then their band couldn't play at our show.
Exactly,
that was already supposed to be happening.
So that's crazy.
Kinda crazy, bro. Drummers be like that.
Drummers are spread thin. Not enough kids play drums. We need more drummers.
We need more drummers, and you're going to make bank if you're going to be a good, you know, if you
yeah.
learn to be a good drummer. Because, again, for every one drummer, there's probably 25 to 30 guitarists. You know what I mean?
For sure.
If you're going to learn an instrument, learn drums, because you're going to make some cash, you know?
That's what I'm saying. There's enough guitars in the United States for every household to have 2 guitars. How many households you know have drum sets, you know?
Right.
Not enough.
And I got 2. Which is insane. So, give me a list of 5 favorite bands. Give you 5
Ooh,
options.
In no particular order, because I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do favoritism.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, man, this is hard. I got to put Pink Floyd on the list.
Sure.
Just because I can't not.
David Gilmour, for sure.
I have to put Zeppelin on the list.
All the way, dude.
So that's like an easy 2 that like I feel like are very stereotypical answers.
Tremendous.
And I'm going to do one more semi-stereotypical one. I'm going to go Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Because that's my like positive vibes music, like grooving out like on a sunny day. And then kind of niche stuff, the Bros Landreth is my band right now. That's whose hat I'm wearing. That's like my band right now. They're insane. Like, probably my favorite guitar player at the moment, and songwriter as well. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, there's a young guy. He's younger than me, so he's a young guy coming out of North Carolina. His name is Marcus King.
Oh, I love Marcus.
Who's
King.
A tank? Who's an absolute tank? And he's a. Yeah,
he does a lot of great like classic rock covers too, guys. You can go check that shit out on
yeah,
YouTube,
man.
Bro.
Every album he has is good. He's working with the right people. He's in Nashville with like the best songwriters out there right now putting in work.
He was on YMH and played on Your Mom's House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude's insane. A tank.
Yeah, tank.
Unreal guitar player. Come from a family of guitar players, had it in his hand since he was a little kid.
If you like Southern rock and specifically like Allman Brothers stuff, Marcus King Band all the way, dude. You'll love it.
Yeah, man. There's a couple of his albums that are just unreal.
Okay.
This Old Cowboy, like Marshall Tucker Band song,
yeah.
He does a version of that just shreds.
Ooh.
That just shreds. But yeah, as far as like young guitar players go, like that's. Guys like that give me hope that, like, the next generation will have that group to look up to, you know?
Right.
It's hard trying to pick out who's, like, who's the Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton of, like, our generation, but, like...
Do you know the young African-American guitar player who's, like, kind of a huskier dude, but is, like,
Kingfish?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just in St. Louis a couple weeks
Tremendous
ago.
Tremendous guy. Oh, my God.
He's a player, man. He's a classic blues player.
And a lot of his videos have gone viral. You've probably seen them if you've seen guitar videos, you know. But
yeah, that, and then there's another kid, ironically enough, coming off Broadway, I believe.
Yeah.
Playing in the School of Rock musical.
Oh, wow.
I believe. Quote, I might be wrong on that, but his name's Taz Niederauer. And I would guess him to be about 16 or 17 right now. And
Taz?
T-A-Z. And, like, I've been playing guitar almost as long as he's been alive. And I struggle to comprehend some of the stuff he does on a guitar.
Oh, I love that.
Like, he's built to play it, you know. Absolute shredder of a kid. His hands, like, grew up with a guitar in him. So, you know, when you're 8 or 9 years old, playing in guitar in a musical on Broadway, like,
yeah,
then you get your own band and start shredding your own songs, and it's pretty impressive.
I'll tell you what, when I used to watch those Instagram reels,
yeah,
I would get really upset.
It'll get to you, man.
Really upset.
It'll get to you.
And it would make me want to quit, guys. Honestly, you watch enough of those, like, just, you know, content profiles that are like trying to get something, branding deal or whatever, yeah, and they're just shredding all day and post like at least five videos a day. It'll get to you, buddy. And here's the deal, when I watch it, especially the young ones that are like half your age, and you're like, oh, a 10-year-old shredding something I can't play, oh my god.
Yeah,
you need to look at it from a different perspective, man, because otherwise, for sure, you're just going to be an unhappy dude. What's wrong, you know? It's not don't judge yourself off of other people's success. You know what I mean? Judge yourself off of your success and where you're at. You know what I mean?
And there's nobody in the world, you can't name a guitar player that doesn't have, and there's nobody in the world, you can't name a guitar player that doesn't have somebody that he's like, oh yeah, that dude's better than me. You know,
yeah,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, you can
even Jimmy Page, you know what I mean?
You take guys like Steve Vai that just do things where I'm like, that's not even a guitar at that point. I don't even know what you're doing. And it's like, yeah, he's got guys.
He's got three people he looks up to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know
who probably
I mean?
Are like, oh, he's better than me.
Yeah,
so whatever.
It's all perspective. And then for me, the one thing that like always gets me out of that headspace is, and I've said this to you before, B.B. King.
Yeah.
B.B. King played 6 notes his whole career. And like,
we all look up to him.
You
know what
and
I mean?
Like, you know, the next generation's going to know who B.B. King is. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's just one of those guys that it's like, it's not for me anymore. It's not. And like, I try to judge myself on what I play. And for a lot of the world, it's not even about what you play. It's about how what you play makes them feel.
Right.
So it's like, you can shred like crazy, but if you don't connect to people and you don't make people feel something, like, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're making noise. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You got to be able to connect to your audience as well. To hold, you know, hold the, despite whatever skill level, right?
Yeah.
But,
gosh, what was I thinking?
Shit, I had a way I wanted, something I wanted to talk about. I completely forgot.
It's all good, man. It'll come back.
Oh, no, yeah.
There it is.
Now, one other thing that pulls me out of that thought process of, like, being angry at somebody else's skill level, especially on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, social media, right? Where you're just pounded with unholy guitar players, right? Is that you should find some solace and happiness in the fact that there's people that like what you like and are doing it and keeping it alive.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Regardless of where you're at, it means that there's still an audience for you to do the same thing.
For sure.
Because people are interested.
Exactly.
And these guys are keeping that interest, right? So, and also, you always got to, like, if you're just going to hate on the local scene, other people trying, your peer, supposed peers that are doing, trying to do the same thing you're doing, if you hate on them, you ain't building anybody up.
Exactly.
Especially yourself. And you're going to look like shit
exactly.
later on. And I heard this on a podcast earlier, man, but when you die, they say about roughly 200 to 250 people show up at an average funeral.
Yeah.
That's 250 people that one person knows.
Right.
And that's okay. You piss that one guy off, or you disrespect him. You know, you're rude. Whatever, you hate on him. That's 250 people who know you're this guy thinks you're a shitty dude.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To just spread love and spread kindness, man. Especially today in this divisive country, man. Why, Why are we divided up anymore?
Exactly. Like, and especially with music, man, is it's like, there's a lot of music out there that I do not connect with at all.
Right.
Like, there's stuff out there that I don't understand. There's stuff out there that just doesn't groove with me. But, like...
Can you respect
all respect, man. Like,
if you have the fucking audacity to get on stage, man, and play something that you wrote, mad love and respect.
Yeah.
Dude. That takes some balls, and you are a savage.
That's, like, completely... Yeah, so exposing, but, like... If you want to be part of that community and you don't, like... uplift that community, like, you're wasting your time. Like,
yeah,
there's no point in it for you.
I think the longer you teach, the more respect you have gained for all genres, since you have to be accepting of your students' genre taste and stuff,
for sure.
And have to push them to get better by connecting with the music they like.
Right.
You get to respecting anything because you're like, oh, somebody really connects with this. You know, man. What I mean, whether or not I do.
And you find that a lot doing like sessions and stuff too, where it's like you'll get booked in on a session where you're just like, I do not like this at all. And then it's like,
you didn't even talk about that. Hold on. We're getting a call. Sorry about that, gang. Emergency situation, emergency call, and you got to take those every once in a while. But
it's all good, man. It's all good.
Mad love, mad respect, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, man. And thank you again for being here, Josh.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I'm a fan of the show.
That's tremendous.
It's surreal being here.
Shoot. I know. You were just talking about sessions. And you didn't mention shit about being a session musician. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. That's one of my favorite things to do. Basically, when you're doing sessions, like, somebody will call you and be like, hey, I'm putting a record together. Either,
can
like,
you come out and
can you
help me with
can
this?
You come out? Or honestly, in the birth of COVID, like, my favorite thing came up. One of my favorite things to do, like, remote sessions where people were like, hey, here's a song I've put together. I need a guitar solo.
Oh, that's tremendous.
And it's like, hell yeah, dude. Throw my headphones on, like, from my house, like,
Your own equipment.
Yeah,
your own
exactly.
Hardware. Tremendous.
Throw you something
exactly
cool.
The
so
way you want it before you send it back.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Just like doing a lot of that kind of stuff. Honestly, it's like that.
Fun.
That and like building pedals and pedal boards. That's like what got me through like COVID, and like the lockdown. You know. So when there's no live music going on, you got to find something to entertain yourself.
I tried getting into speaker building a little bit during COVID.
Yeah.
To mixed effort, but. Also built two guitars during COVID, so it was mixed efforts.
Yeah, man. That's
my speakers turned out like shit, though. I ain't gonna lie.
That's like my future venture is building guitars. I've got like I've been like doing all like the bullshit work of like coming up with a name and like coming up with the body shape and like what woods I want to use, and I've got all the tools. I've got everything planned out. I've got like. Everything laid out. I'm gonna start to finish one here soon.
Josh Massera, luthier.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
I can rock with that.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, like, there's like, I went down like a very nerdy rabbit hole about like building guitars and stuff and like how to do it and like the cool ways to do it because one like we were talking about having random knowledge that like doesn't apply to anything. The Pythagorean theorem from when Pythagoras,
okay,
is the person that created fretted instruments, like instruments with frets. That's his thing. The 12-note chromatic scale comes from
Pythagoras.
Him. Tremendous. So like,
thank you, bro.
Yeah, right. That's what I do all day. Thanks, bro. So like the laying out the system of like spacing frets and like chromatically going up one note on every fret is like all his doing. So, like, all the equations and stuff like that all come from...
Western music.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We thank you as a whole. So, I've been, like, considering getting, like, a Pythagoras tattoo or something like that. Like, just because it's, like, that's where it came from, man. That's, like...
That's what we owe it to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all I do now. Guitars.
That's all I do. Guitars, pedal boards,
amps. That's all I got. That's my niche.
You are crazy with the buying and selling gear. I really applaud you for make your own little business off that, dude. In high school, I don't think the crowd knows this. That's why I'm saying this again. But In high school, I started with buying just an Austin Les Paul.
Yeah.
And then I was hooked, and I was like, I need more.
Yeah, for sure.
I
need more,
because I could play from day one. And I was like, I wanted to trade up and get to a real Gibson Les
right.
Paul. That was the real deal. I want a Les Paul from day one. In fact, people were trying to buy me my first guitar, and I was like, they were all thinking, oh, we need to get him a Strat. They were trying to like.
Right.
In fact, I think my grandma bought me one. I'm like 10, and she bought me like the worst Strat copy ever.
Yeah.
And I'd already been studying guitar brands and shit. I was like,
get that out of here.
Take it back, grandma. Save your money. I want a Les Paul. I'm buying it, you know.
Yeah.
But she saved $80. That's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's not bad.
Yeah, I grew up in a household. My dad is a trading freak. Like a bartering freak.
Yeah.
Like everything
Craigslist,
you can imagine.
No job. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
But like the good kind.
Oh,
the
yeah,
good
yeah.
Kind.
Not the bad
the good
kind.
Kind.
Don't get them confused. But like the heyday of Craigslist, like when you could like really do some damage on there.
Yeah.
He was like, we've had like
cars
that we've swapped for like five or six guitars. We've had.
Oh, my God.
I've seen stuff get traded for everything else. I've seen tools swapped for guitars. I've seen, like,
so your dad plays as well.
No, not even a lick, dude. You put a guitar in his hands and he's lost. But like, he loves guitars. Like, he loves like the artistic side of like building guitars and stuff like that. So he's like an architect and like he loves guitars.
Gotcha,
he loves guitars. So he's always had him around.
Shout out to
Big Jim. He's loved guitars and he's been like, an enabler.
Yeah,
an enabler.
I was gonna say encouraging, but enabler is true.
Yeah,
you force this buying habit. Yeah,
like, yeah.
His future wife.
Yeah,
disapproves.
Yeah, he's like.
Got to marry a musician though. You know
yeah,
what I'm
got
saying?
To. He
that doesn't matter, because she's like, look, I gotta have eight basses. You know
exactly. No, and I can't even get by without like a whole multiple rooms at this point for just gear and bullshit and
that's tremendous.
Yeah, so I blame him.
Respect, dude.
I blame him.
It's all his fault.
Same thing with everything else, with cars and everything else. That's just been like, I'm easily influenced.
They'll do that to you, bro. I mean, thanks, Dad, for getting me into Volkswagens. That's three motors later and a lot of time on the side of the highway later.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Worth it, though. Worth it.
Yeah, I feel your pain. But I'm big into, like, the air-cooled thing, too. Just motorcycles. So
tremendous.
Yeah.
I would love to see one of the motorcycles that has a Volkswagen engine on it. That'd be tremendous.
But yeah, man.
Let's get back to the music stuff just a little bit. We're having a good episode. We're at like 33 to 35 minutes right now.
Man, we're cruising.
Can't see. You want to do a little bit of a regular episode with me too? Like hit the like normal segments and stuff.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
I'll help guide you through.
Let's hit the segments.
Crazy. Anything else you want to say? Anything we miss? Anything you want to tell the audience before we hop out of our interview section?
About me, no. About music, don't stop.
Don't stop. Okay,
don't
we'll get
stop.
Into that. We got tips for musicians and
ooh,
music lovers. We'll get to that.
Let's go.
So, number one, you got a Savage of the Week you'd like to throw out there?
Savage of the Week.
Yeah. You can think about it. We can come back to it if you want a second. But is there anybody on, you know, that really, like, kicks ass or really helped you out this last week that is, like, a true savage? Savage. How about I hit you with the definition of a savage
quick? Let me hear the definition.
Somebody
of savage.
That's got love, loyalty, and respect for you. Or maybe that's a Goomba. But either way, true savage.
Either way. You might have to come back to me if I have to come up with the true savage of the week.
Okay. We can come back. We'll do that last.
We'll
do some
back.
Tips first. So that leads us to pew, 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 pew. No sound effects today, people. You're getting it all from me. Tips for surviving the week. This is kind of help anybody who's struggling this week in any way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You know.
We all have tough weeks. You know, you ever had a tough week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've had some tough weeks, brother. I feel that. So, like, if you're having a tough week, this section's for you. And if you do have a tough week later on, these are to help you down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give you an example. Tip number one for surviving the week is call your Goombas. This is an old favorite, but you got, again, a Goomba's got love, loyalty, and respect for you. And part of maintaining that is being able to reach out and remind them, hey, I'm here for you. Hey, I love you. Hey, I got your back. You know what I mean?
Right.
But mostly just to check in because, again, social media only does so well letting us know what's going on with people. You know what I mean? If something really shitty's going on in my life, I don't.
You're not
going
to see it online.
I don't throw it out there.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I feel that.
But sometimes calling a homie a Goomba can, like, completely change your week, change your perspective, or completely make their day.
I'm about to say, might help their week, too.
So.
For sure. Tip number two, a big one for me. If you can, get outside, catch some sunshine.
Oh, that's a huge one, man. Especially, we used to throw that out there at the beginning of COVID a lot.
Yeah.
Like, get the vitamin D, people.
Yeah, get outside, catch some sunlight, take a deep breath.
Yeah, especially on a nice sunny day, man. That might completely change the endorphins in your brain. You come back feeling better, shitting better.
Yeah,
you name it. You know what I mean?
It's all better.
Yeah. You got another tip for surviving the week?
This might just be a personal one for me, but like...
Yeah, it hit us.
If I'm struggling, something that easily gets me out of a funk is like forcing myself to listen to some new music that I haven't listened to.
Yeah.
And like one of the, everybody calls me an old man for doing this, but like one of my go-to tools is Pandora Radio. Because like. Yeah.
They're definitely going to hit you with that selection.
Too. Yeah. You want to hear some new stuff, put in a band that you like one song of and just listen to their radio and see what kind of weird shit they throw your way, you know?
Yeah.
So shake it up.
I remember when Pandora, you could like select an artist to start with and the artist you wanted to finish the playlist off, and they would, like, morph the playlist as it went.
Right.
That shit was cool. But, yeah, also, to spike off that, forcing yourself to listen to new music, forcing yourself to listen to happy music.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, you know what I mean? Because if I'm feeling down in a hole, I really should not be listening to Alice in Chains Down in a Hole unless I'm fixing the problem.
Right, exactly.
Right. If I'm just there to delve in and like get yourself shitty about myself, throw on some Grateful Dead, throw on some Steely Dan.
Get yourself a good vibes playlist going.
I like a good work jazz playlist, all instrumental. You ain't got any lyrics to think. Oh, yeah, man. What I mean.
When I'm in a bad mood, that's when the reggae comes out.
Oh, that's tremendous. Yeah.
That's what always flips my switch, for sure. That's an easy one.
Those are some good tips for surviving the week. Let's do a couple tips for musicians and music lovers, okay?
Mm.
But tip number one, this is the same tip every week, so it's keep practicing. What do we say, people? It's at a minimum, you should be getting 2 to 3 times a week, 20 or 30 minutes, okay? I like to say 3 to 4 times. Honestly, it should be 6 to 7 days a week, man, because that's the best stress relief you're going to get.
Yeah.
But...
That's kind of what I was going to say, man. Touch your instrument every day.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have time to sit down and do it.
Bro, that's a great one. Tip number two, touch the instrument every day. Even if you're not playing, even if you're just restringing the sucker.
Yeah. Give it that transfer of energy. Let it know. Let it know you care.
Hey. Yeah. 100%.
You know?
Tip number three for musicians and music lovers.
Tip number three is... For me, a huge thing is, like, don't get too repetitive. Like, it's too easy to, like, listen to the same 15 songs every day and get stuck in that rut.
Yeah.
It's, like, shake it up. Find some new music. Find some new, find something different.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the same album. Like, 100%. Pick a different
album. You're going to burn yourself out on your favorite artist if you do that, too.
Right.
I like listening to 88.1, which is our public radio station here in St. Louis. That's a great one if you're St. Louis local, because you never know what's going to be on.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. They have a different radio hour every 2 hours.
Yeah. You'll get Middle Eastern music one day, and then the next day you'll flip it on and have like
Irish jigs,
bluegrass.
Yeah.
You know.
Who knows? They have a lot of funk. They do have some special Grateful Dead hours that I like to test.
I like
my
to
love.
Make sure I'm on there.
Yeah.
No, I have a. That was a big thing when I was living in Hawaii. Is we have NPR on nonstop, nonstop. So like that's like.
Big on the public radio.
Yeah, that's where my love for like Tiny Desk concerts came from and stuff like that. So.
Tremendous. Well, that's all for tips for surviving or tips for musicians and music lovers.
Yeah,
pew, 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 pew. Yeah. Got Savage of the Week?
I do. I did come up with the Savage of the Week. So, my longtime best friend, his name is Trent. Shout out to Trent. He'll be watching this for sure. He just had his second amateur MMA fight.
Oh,
couple nights ago.
Fighter? That's tight as shit, Trent.
Yep. And it didn't go good.
Ugh.
But he took a loss like a champion, dude.
Yeah.
He took a loss like a champion and kept fighting.
You fucking went out there, bro.
Yep.
You did the thing. You got on that in the ring.
Yeah,
everybody who was there in the stands, they ain't got the balls to do that.
Yeah. He got his face beat up and had his next fight scheduled like a couple days later, so...
You
so
got
that's,
another
that's some
one.
Savage,
come on,
that's
come
some
on.
Savage
that's savage
shit.
As shit, bro.
Yeah. So that's my savage of the week.
Yo, Trent, you're a motherfucking savage, dude.
Yeah, man. And a hell of a bass player.
Oh, even better. Okay, so he's a musician as well.
Hell of
so
a bass player.
Trent, keep doing you, bro. You got this shit.
Yeah, man.
And then last, well, we'll do a little bit. Albums of the week. And you can just give us one. But if you've got a couple albums you've been listening to.
Oh, dude, I got so many.
Yeah, hit me with like three. I usually do it like album of the week for rock, album of the week for jazz, but honestly, you're the guest, so do it however you want.
We'll just do like some random stuff that people need to be listening to.
Yeah. Y'all need to be listening to this. If you're cultured, classy, and a fan of John Massera, you're just going to listen to this.
We're going to do the Bros Landreth 87 album.
Okay.
It's amazing. Steely Dan Gaucho.
Okay.
That one's...
That's tremendous, too. Babylon Sisters, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey 19. Those are great.
Hey 19!
Yeah. Great album. Then just to put Marcus King in people's ear again.
Yeah.
Carolina Confessions.
Okay. Got some North Carolina fans who are going to be like, oh, I'm all over this guy.
Yeah, absolute. Absolute monster of an album. And then I'm going to do one more. I'll do a sleeper pick. Damn, that's hard. So many good albums.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of like sitting down and listening to a full album.
Oh, big time.
I'm going to go Nina Simone Sings the Blues.
Oh, tremendous.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
That's like a... That's a sit down and in the morning have a cup of coffee album. That's unreal. Yeah.
What was that one song she does, the I Got Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, tremendous.
Tremendous.
I wish I had my soundboard because we'd have Joey Diaz going, tremendous.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. It was tremendous.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Y'all get this. No, that's a great list. Okay. So if you're a fan of Josh... Go listen to that.
Listen to all those. You'll be happier afterwards for sure.
Let me see what else. We normally end with like a little bit of Chris Davis news and hanging out.
Yeah, like man.
5 minutes or whatever. But reminder for y'all, April 16th, Forgiving Tree and Adam J. Feather at the Broadway Boat Bar. I want y'all to be there. It's
be
gonna
there.
Be a rock like Rockapalooza, basically, you know, and Adam is a hell of a player, dude. I'm excited. I booked him because I wanted to listen to him, and you know, we got great taste over here on Music and Motivation.
For sure,
y'all don't want to miss out on this shit.
I'll be there.
Tremendous, dude.
I'm hyped.
You might even see Josh do a song or two. Who freaking
knows,
man? So come out, kick it with your boy, kick it with Josh, and we'll have a lot of fun. Gonna be the Broadway Boat Bar is pretty open/lenient place. It's a lot of fun. And I'm excited because this time we won't be freezing our dicks off.
That'll be nice.
It was like 20 degrees last time, and the patio was beautiful, so I had to be out there.
Yeah.
But again, freezing my dick off. So yeah. This is going to be tremendous. It's going to be nice. And yeah, come on out, guys.
Let's do it.
What else is going on? Forgiving Tree's got like 6 new songs that have not been played at a show before, and they're getting played at this next one.
Let's
so
go.
Y'all want to come out because, as always, we're changing up the set list for y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
If you come out, you're never seeing the same set list, bro. And we change up the show every single time for y'all because
yeah,
we love you. And what we do is magic, you know?
Yep.
So.
I'm hyped, man. Yeah. I'm ready for new music. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, and that piece you guys heard at the intro, that was called Workplace Relations. That's one of our newest songs. But that's been played before a couple of times. But I think it's the first time we played it on the show, and it's not even out yet. That was just like a recording from practice. So excited to get in the studio here pretty soon because that's on our April/May goals to try to get at least a single produced, if not a 4-track/8-track.
Yeah,
that'd be tremendous.
That would be sick.
We have the material. I'd say we got 14 finished songs, like as far as lyrics and form wise. Now we got to tighten them up just a hair.
That's a whole album.
Dude, that's like a, yeah. Depending on how long I jam on some of these songs, that might be a double side.
You know? Yes. Put out the double LP. Let's go.
That'd be your first album, double LP.
Double LP on tie-dye vinyl.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. I'd love to. That's a long way in the distance, but I am trying to get a little bit of merch for this next show. In fact, I have the dopest of concert posters made by Katie Wasco herself, our original band artist who made all the American Absinthe posters back in the day. She made one for Forgiving Tree, and we're going to be printing them off.
Is that the one on the Instagram?
Yes.
That's heat.
It is heat.
That's sick, bro.
We're going to be printing it off and selling them for pretty cheap at the Broadway Boat Bar. If you guys want a full-size one to take home, you know, maybe even get us to sign it. We might give a shit enough to.
Yeah.
Also, I'm trying to get stickers made.
Sick.
That would be sick. Of the tree logo that you've seen. And then I'm trying to get... I have a boatload of tie-dyes, like, ready to have something printed on them.
Yeah.
And my homie just got his screen printer, like, bought and fixed.
Sick.
So,
sick.
Trying to have some logos, some merch for y'all. So
Forgiving Tree masks? Question mark.
That'd
be sick. That'd
be pretty sick.
That'd be sick.
I don't know if my homie enjoy that though. Printing them, he'd probably give me a little shit about it. But I'd be like, hey, it's the market.
There's a market for it.
What are you talking about? It's not stupid. If it's stupid and it works, it wasn't stupid.
Exactly.
So, hey, if you made it to this point, man. Comment below, hashtag true savage, because you are a true savage, man. Thanks for watching the whole episode. Thanks for being here with me and Josh. Thank you for being here with me, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's been a blessing and a pleasure. Yeah, go follow Josh on Instagram, people. Blow him up because he's going to be hitting y'all with plenty of cool guitar stuff down the road.
For sure. For sure.
Also, if you need guitar work done in the St. Louis metro area.
Yeah, man.
Josh is the man,
dude. Guitars, amps, and pedals, let me know.
Going to be my personal guitar tech for shows and stuff. So you want the same kind of expedited/quality workmanship? Yeah. Josh up, okay?
If you want a quickie, I'm your guy. Perfect.
All right, let's cut her there, man. Thanks for being here. Hey, thank you guys. You guys have a tremendous week. Mad love and respect. I'm going to fix this episode number bullshit next time. I'm sorry about that. I'm a little
embarrassed. We'll get back on track.